All right, Thursday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Let me say hey to the chat. Horror Hotel is on. Nude Monk is on. Regina Loves Art is on. Dave Souders is on. Neon Widow is on. Will Gilbert is on. Bob the Comedian One is on. Alpha Acres is on. D9597 is on. Pops McGroin. Wendy Wild McGroin is on. Scooter 887, Fedora the Explorer is on. Sheila K is on. Aphrodites is on. Neon Windows on again. John 14-1 is on. Why Not Me is on. Scott Alot is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Newtland McGroin is on. Dragon McGroin is on. Motown. NJBH is on. Jenny Malfizi is on. Hassle Free TV is on. Leon Fish Puppy's on. Patriot of the North is on. Luann 5 is on. Mara Z is on. Sun Gun is on. Aaron's on. Thanks, Aaron. Yep. The producer showing up. Thank you, Aaron. I just screwed the whole thing up here. I don't know what the heck I just did. All right. I just got knocked myself off of Rumble completely. How do you even pull that off? I knocked myself completely off of Rumble. There we go. Now I'm back on. There we go. Back on. There we are. All right. Now I can see everybody again. Victory. John Phillips. There you go. 1953 is on. Cue the Band is on. Genesis 5v2 is on. Love you guys. Appreciate you. 723 is on right now. McGroin Nation appears to be a raid. Love you guys. Appreciate the McGroin Nation here. I listen to Bongino every day. He talks to the McGroin Nation close to every day, maybe every other day. The Erectionist has now become a monthly supporter. Love you,
yeah,
Erectionist.
Thank you.
You are awesome. Appreciate you greatly. All right, let's hop right to this. I'm going to just say a couple things off of the pregame because I just couldn't resist it, and it's not included later on. Sometimes I do if they're really poignant. I put them back into the regular show, but I'm not going to. These won't be on there. Just off of Kamala's ridiculous speech that she's giving to her bought and paid for crowds, and their crowds that are lured by our Hollywood celebrities and vocalist singers. So she says that she acknowledges prices are too high. Now, why are prices too high? She says it's because of price gouging and landlords unfairly raising rents. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, I know that I'm preaching to the choir right now, but can you imagine the audacity of going up and saying something like that when you know maybe we ought to give her some leniency because maybe she's just stupid. You are either lying or you're stupid. I mean, that really is your only two options. There is no C. She's either lying or she's stupid because prices aren't too high because of price gouging. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous because if it was price gouging, why wouldn't it have happened 4 years ago?
Yeah.
Why weren't they gouging 4 years ago? Why weren't they gouging 8 years ago? Why weren't they gouging during the horrendous Obama administration? Why weren't they gouging during the horrendous George W. Bush administration? Nobody's gouging until now. And what we have is too many dollars chasing too few products, which is called hyperinflation caused by the very fact that 40 to 50% of our current currency was printed under the Biden administration. That's why prices are through the roof, because that does not affect billionaires and trillionaires. That doesn't affect millionaires, billionaires, or trillionaires. I believe there are trillionaires in the world. I believe in the Saudi Arabia region of the world, Dubai, things like that. But anyway, doesn't affect them at all, because think about it. If you have $1 billion, which is 1,000 millions, and you've got $30 or $40 billion. Do you really think that even if a loaf of bread costs $200, that would affect you at all?
No,
it would have no effect on you. If you were a lower tier billionaire like Donald Trump, who has about $8 billion, if eggs were $38 a carton, it would have no effect on you. You have 1,000 millions times eight. It doesn't matter to them. And it doesn't matter when all of your bills are paid for by you and I.e. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and all the rest of the Democrats and swamp Republicans on Capitol Hill. We pay for everything for them. They don't have any expenditures at all. They don't have to pay for anything outside of their housing and normal things that people have to pay for. But everything else they don't have to pay for, their insurance and things like that. So she says the reason why prices are so high is because of price gouging and landlords. now suddenly over the last 3 years have decided to raise rents to the place where renters can't afford them anymore? Just suddenly. Didn't happen again 4 years ago. It happened starting 3 years and 3 months, 3 years and 8 months ago.
Yeah.
But before that, renters seemed to be doing well. It seemed like I'm going back to Florida here, and real estate's pretty expensive in the state of Florida, and it's very expensive to rent, but affordable 4 years ago.
Yeah.
But suddenly it's not affordable anymore. It's because all the landlords got together and decided to make it unaffordable. Can you imagine the level of audacity it is to get up in front of thousands of people and say these things? Absolutely propagating bold-faced, gaslit lies like that. Unbelievable. Yeah. Then, last thing. So the debate. So I can't remember whether I included this. I think I may have included it in the main show, but where she's asked by the reporter, Kamala, will you commit to the three debates that Donald Trump has outlined? Three debates. I can't remember the dates. They're all in September. One on ABC, one on Fox, one on CBS. So Donald Trump is not dragging her to Joe Rogan's podcast. He's not dragging her to The Blaze. He's not dragging her to Tucker Carlson. He's dragging her to ABC, which is absolutely left.
Yep.
Fox, which is center left. And CBS, which is absolutely left.
Yep.
And what does she say? Oh, I've always been very anxious to debate Donald. I've been very eager to debate Donald Trump. So yes, I'll debate him. So what you were asked. You were asked, will you commit? All she said was, I've always said that I wanted to debate Donald Trump and I'll debate Donald Trump. You weren't asked that. Will you commit? Why doesn't anybody answer a straight question? I do all the time.
Yeah.
All the time I answer straight questions. Tom, will you do this? Yes or no? Because scripture tells us in Matthew chapter 5, verse 37, and it's Jesus speaking, let your yes be yes, your no be no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one, i.e. demonic controlled Kamala Harris, who refuses to answer a very simple question. Will you commit to these three debates? All in September. She's got plenty of time. She'll probably take 3-4 weeks off to prepare. She hasn't done an interview for now 19 days straight.
That's
not
wild.
One interview. Not one. It's not even an interview. I'm not talking about even a sit down with George Stephanopoulos. I'm talking about simply walking up to a podium and answer questions. Donald Trump did it today for 90 minutes.
Yep.
Walked up, no teleprompter, nothing, and answered every single question. Why? Because he has nothing to hide. He was asked about abortion. Listen, I don't agree with his abortion, all of his abortion views. I don't.
No.
Okay, I agree with about 80% of his abortion views. I believe it should go back to the states, but I do believe in a federal ban on abortion. I do believe that. But step one, he did, getting rid of Roe v. Wade via the Hobbs decision, all in favor of that. However, I don't agree with them on some things, but certainly agree with them more than the Democratic Party, which is slaughter babies up to the moment of birth, which then they always say whenever you bring that up, well, that never happens. Okay, it never happens. Are you in favor of it? Yes or no? Answer the freaking question.
Yeah.
It is. Every time you ask a leftard, are you in favor of abortion up to the moment of birth? They will always say, well, if that never happens, so no. Okay, well, it never happens. Then answer, are you in favor of it?
Yeah.
Answer the question. By the way, it happens all the time. So, I mean, simply answer the question. Just like Kamala, will you commit to debating Donald Trump three times in the month of September? That's it. There you go. Done. That's the end of it.
Yeah.
And by the way, the VP debate is on one of the mainstream channels also, ABC, NBC, or CBS. Can't remember which. It may even be CNN. I don't remember. But that's where the VP debate is. So we're not dragging these people into deep water. Simply asking you a question. Will you commit to the debate? All right. So let's move on from that. So I want to go over this stuff. And I've got lots of little stories in between big stories tonight. But the first one here is a lot of stuff is coming out about election fraud. Now, I have my theories that I'll espouse to you and you take them or leave them as we get into these stories. But all of this stuff is now coming out. Go to the first one for me. Well, J. Michael Waller, three tweets in a row from him. President of Smartmatic. Now, we were told, Aaron, you correct me if I'm wrong, we were told that we were insurrectionists and a threat to democracy if we questioned Smartmatic.
Absolutely.
Okay, were we not?
Yep.
Okay, so we are now, because the president of Smartmatic is among four indicted today, by a federal grand jury for bribery and fraud related to electronic voting systems. Oh, how could you commit electronic? Aaron, you're the tech expert.
Yep.
So is it possible to commit electronic voting fraud without being connected to the internet?
No.
Okay, there you go. So we've been told now, if I even say that Smartmatic or Dominion is connected to the internet. And remember, they were talking about whether it was during the solar flares that it could cause a an online breakdown, whatever you'd call it. But anyway,
so yeah, like an outage.
Yeah, an online outage. And they said, and they've always told us that these Smartmatic machines and these Dominion machines aren't connected to the internet, but then told us that these machines, because of the solar flares, and it wasn't just solar flares, some other issue too, that because of those things, they could be affected. Well, how can they be affected if they're not plugged into a wall?
Yeah.
How can they be affected if they're not plugged into the internet? Go, Aaron.
Yeah, they said it would also be affected by that CrowdStrike issue.
CrowdStrike. Yeah. It wasn't the solar flares. Yeah. Yeah, it was CrowdStrike.
And so those machines, like we've talked about before with George, is they're supposed to be air-gapped, which means they're never to have ever touched being on the internet, ever.
Never. Yeah. And then, of course, we see when you go into any room where Dominion or Smartmatic machines are hooked up, where they are plugged in, we see, what are you calling them? The cords,
Ethernet
yeah. cords all over the room.
Yeah, and they're connected.
As they're connected to the internet. And then we're told to defy our eyes, 1984, Orwell style. No. What you saw, you didn't see.
Yes.
Okay, I'm supposed to just espouse your lies. And it's just kind of funny. So it's a CrowdStrike issue. Was it solar flares too?
That was one of them too.
It was as both. Yep. So the latest one was CrowdStrike. So when CrowdStrike went out and he had the worldwide internet outage where people couldn't get their airlines tickets and all those different things, we were warned out of Maricopa County, Arizona. Oh yeah, of course, Maricopa. That, you know what? This won't affect the election, but it could affect the Smartmatic Dominion machines. How can it affect them when it's a worldwide online internet outage?
Yeah.
When they're not connected to the internet. George brought that up in a way more poignant way than I did. So president of Smartmatic, though, is among four indicted today by a federal grand jury for bribery and fraud related to what's it related to? Is it related to, some sort of price gouging? Is it related to some sort of thievery? Is it related to, some sort of larceny? No, it's related to electronic voting machines. And Aaron and Will and I and everybody who else said, you see my shirt. Here, let me get this out of the way. See my shirt. There it is. If you were to espouse that, you are a insurrectionist or an erectionist, depending on who you talk to, whether it's with Chuck Schumer, you'd be an erectionist. But you are an insurrectionist and a threat to, quote unquote, our democracy, right? But lo and behold, Smartmatic is among four. Smartmatic president is indicted for fraud directly related to the elections. God. Weird. It's not like he's involved in some sort of stock fraud. He is being indicted for bribery and fraud related to the machines themselves. Not stock sales, not insider trading, the election systems themselves. DOJ names Roger Alejandro Panatti Martinez in the news release, but does not identify him as president of Smartmatic. Okay, and it's weird. They just put him, I wonder why the DOJ is doing that, where they don't actually give his title to the company that he's president of when the crime is directly related to the company he's president of. But they leave that out. So are they hoping to make it through a weekend without people like me exposing this? J. Michael Waller, oh, you knew. And by the way, I could have pulled it from 57 accounts on Twitter.
Yeah.
All had the same story. This was just the best one. All right, go to the next one for me. Well, number two, Smartmatic says it's President Bonatti. Smartmatic says it's President Bonatti played a critical role in planning and executing the world's largest election using optical scanners in the Philippines and in Smartmatic winning the largest election contract in U.S. history in Gavin Newsom's Los Angeles, California. Go to the next one for me, Will. Smartmatic President Panatti indicted today for bribery and fraud, co-founded Smartmatic with two partners. It's almost as if all the globalists are in this together.
Yeah,
it's weird. It's almost like we no longer elect anybody, but they're appointed by some sort of global cabal, which we all know is happening. We again, it's like George Carlin says, it's a giant party, but you're not invited to it.
Yep.
So he started, co-founded Smartmatic with two partners in 20 years since he has been responsible for carrying out successful projects. In for 20 years, the man indicted for bribery and fraud directly related to his electronic voting systems has had successful projects. What does success mean? Success right there means the exact same thing democracy means to a liberal. which is actually totalitarianism because everything's projection and everything is inversion. Projects in the USA, Latin America, Europe, and Asia, just key elections. Who knows? Who did he elect Angela Merkel? Did he elect Emmanuel Macron? And by the way, just on Macron real quick, and I sit there, I always accuse people of going down tributaries and not staying on point. Boy, I'm the worst of all, the worst of all. But I've been thinking about this because it was highlighted by Alex Jones. The people that I watch, so you know, Bongino, Bannon's War Room, Alex Jones, watch them, I mean, religiously, watch them every day. Or listen, really listen more than I watch. But anyway, I listen, though, religiously, and for hours every day. But Aaron was talking to me about Emmanuel Macron's wife.
Yeah.
Aaron, see if you can find a pic. And I will, I know I always tell him to do it, and then I don't go back to it, but I'll try to. But who is this person? It is the weirdest thing. And you look in Macron's background, these people are all freak show weird. Whether it's Timpan Waltz, Tampon Tim, Tampax Tim, whichever one you want to call him. Credit Cat Turd, I believe, started that. Cat Turd from Southeast Florida started that. Cat Turd was on Bongino today, I believe, started the whole Tampax. I mean, look, okay, yeah. Is that, what is that?
That's a dude.
I mean, dude looks like a lady, or lady looks like a dude.
That's a dude.
Which, I mean, this is weird. I mean, I'm not trying to compliment Macron because he is a globalist hack, demonic person.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he could do a lot better than that.
He's pretty handsome.
Yeah, he's a handsome guy, right?
He's
a handsome guy for a French bent over dude.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, that's, I mean, she, what is that? I mean, you got Hussein with Mike, with Big Mike, and you got Emmanuel Macron with whatever that is.
Big Bridget.
Big Bridget. I think her name used to be Brian.
Yeah, Big Brian.
Yeah,
there
Big
you go.
Bri. All right, I won't get sidetracked anymore. Let's go on. We're talking about election fraud. Lots of stuff coming out about election fraud. George Tweed. Now, we're going to spend a lot of time with George tonight. We've had him on the podcast. And just so everybody knows, so I don't forget to announce it, because I probably will. Aaron, don't let me forget to announce it at the end. Will, if he forgets, you remind him. Aaron never forgets, though. But the person that you will see on the show tomorrow is Robert W. Malone. Did a big interview with him. So please, you know, join us tomorrow. I'll be live tomorrow. The interview is taped it today, but I'll be live. I'll be doing my rants too. So don't skip it or anything like that. But Robert W. Malone is like sitting there talking to a freaking genius.
Yeah.
And we talked to him for close to 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
And we had to cut it down to 50 minutes. And we had like just a conversation afterwards too. Wonderful, wonderful human being. All these people that I've met.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm not trying to name drop or anything like that. The only reason why I was on Alex Jones's show is because Rodney Howard Brown is Alex Jones' pastor, and Rodney Howard Brown's my pastor, and I think Pastor Rodney kind of ushered me onto the show. So it's not like Alex Jones was seeking me out, but I did meet Alex Jones, and he's a great, I mean, I'm telling you, great, humble, not fake humble, not trying to impress you kind of humble, just a great human being. Seriously, wonderful person. So is Peter McAuliffe, so is George,
yep,
and certainly so is Robert W. Malone. Wonderful, wonderful human beings. We are on the right side. We're on the right side. Of course, I also had RHB on the show. My pastor, Rodney Howard Brown, who is one of the greatest people I've ever met in my life and most powerful preacher on the planet. But here we go. So here's George's tweet. Breaking, the Georgia State Election Board just voted 3-2. Look at the two idiots. To override the decision of Rhino Chairman John Fervier to authorize the reopening of the investigation into the 17,000 missing ballot images. What does that mean? It means when you vote, all of us, if you vote on paper, which even the machines, whether it's Smartmatic or Dominion, you can vote on paper and then you submit it into the machine. Or it is a digital image of a pure online vote, although they're not supposed to say online.
Right.
A pure machine vote. It, no matter what, there is an image of your ballot, whether it is a digital ballot or a paper ballot thrown through a digital machine. There is always a picture of your ballot. 17,000 of them were missing. And let's see, what county? Could anybody guess what county, even though it's on the screen? That would be Ruby Freeman and Shane Mawson, who's mixing a salad. Their county, 17 of their ballot images, 17,000. In one county, folks, in one county of their ballot images were missing. Maybe because there was no images of them because they were part of the stacks that Shea Moss and Ruby Freeman were shoving through the machine over and over and over again. So maybe they didn't have those pictures of those ballots. Could that be? You know, eventually when you like run the till at the end of the day from cashier machine. What do they call
register.
It? Register.
Register. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Will. So eventually you run the till on that. It's good. If you're stealing out of the till, you're going to be caught. Well, that's what's happening here. Someone's finally doing it. And who tries to stop him? A Republican named John Fervier. Listen, we don't have a problem with Democrats. We've got Democrats defeated. They're done. The problem is establishment Rhino Republicans like Fervier, Raffensperger, and Kemp, Rubio, and all these establishment Republicans who block MAGA Republicans. That's the problem that we actually have. Otherwise, what could a Democrat do? Nothing. 17,000 missing ballot images and over 3,000 duplicate votes. That's weird. Duplicate votes 3,000 times over.
Totally normal.
That's just totally normal. You got 3,000 duplicate votes. In other words, instead of 3,000 votes counted, Aaron's vote was counted twice. My vote was counted twice. Will's vote was counted twice. And I'll bet you right now, every single one of these missing ballot images and all the 3,000 duplicate votes were all for who? Can we all guess? Joseph Robinette Biden.
That's right.
Who gave him an award for it?
Yeah. That's right. They also the good point, Will. Yeah, Ruby Freeman, Shea Moss, both got the Presidential Medal of Freedom. So I guess if I go around and rob banks, I'm going to get a Presidential Medal of Freedom, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's all felonies. What they did was all felonies. And by the way, just so you know, Ruby Freeman, you can guess what I'm about to say. Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss, what needs to happen to them starting on January 20th of 2025? Go ahead. I hope that it's Mike Davis that's running the DOJ. If he doesn't want it, then Ken Paxton. Affidavits, probable cause affidavits, KPSs on that day need to be signed for Shea Moss' arrest, Ruby Freeman's arrest, and the overturning of the judgment, $10 million, $48 million judgment against Rudy Giuliani. For his correct assertions against them and non-defamational assertions against them.
Absolutely.
Based on the advice of counsel, I believe the attorney general may be conflicted and should seek the advice of conflicts counsel to determine who should represent the state election board in investigating this matter. Member Janice Johnston. So the chair's position, my position, is that this case has been adjudicated, says John. It's done. This is what I always hear. From these rhinos, oh, it's already done. How's it done, Johnny? Johnny Fervier, rhino Republican, just like Raffensperger. We heard that from Raffensperger for how many years after the election? Well, it's already been adjudicated. Then what happens is you expose things, and here comes Raffensperger. Okay, we need to look into it. Okay, that's now closed. And then you expose more things. We need to look into it. Nobody ever does anything? Well, that matter's closed. That's what rhinos do, is it's called stringing you along like you do a fish on the line. Stringing along. That's what they do. That's what rhino Republicans do. This has already been how's it been adjudicated when there's 3,000 missing ballots, you stupid idiot? When there's 17,000 missing ballot images and 3,000 duplicate votes, how's it been adjudicated, Johnny? That the case has been adjudicated, that Fulton County has met its obligation, says the Republican. You wonder why we lose elections? When we own the state of Georgia? When we, listen, you know, it's going to shock some of you. We own the state of New York.
Yeah.
We own all of these states. They're all red states. They are all red states. It's all lies when we lose elections, outside of regional elections that are all blue.
Right.
When we lose national elections, we're going to lose some states. But I'm just saying, most of these states, outside of the bluest of the blue, are actually red states. And this is how we lose. And the reason why we lose is there's Republican vehicles in place that drive us to the loss. Name John Fervier. Fervier tried to threaten the patriotic board members by saying investigating this case could put the board in legal jeopardy. In other words, they're going to weaponize the DOJ against them, just like they have with these provisional electors that people put out in a couple different states, which, by the way, was Supreme Court precedent provisional electors, not what the Democrats call fake electors, provisional electors. That if an election gets challenged, you want to have provisional electors in place so that if you win the challenge, your electors have already voted correctly. They're called provisional electors, not fake electors. And how many hours of footage do we have of Democrats on Capitol Hill trying to change electors' votes and challenging elections? I guess they're all insurrectionists and a threat to democracy. See, then, so what does he do? He threatens them with legal action if they don't do the correct thing. So now you do the correct thing, you go to prison. You do the criminal thing, you get a Presidential Medal of Freedom hung around your neck by President Pudding Pop. All right, let's go to the next one, Will. I don't even know where I am. Okay, here we go. The happiest guys. There we go. Just George video this time. He titles it, The Happiest Guys. Listen to these numbers. Play for me, Will.
Y'all know our case is SEB 2023, thank you, -25. In that case, you know that it involved 17,1852 votes counted without ballot images. You also know that for the first machine count, 20,713 ballots were counted with what I like to call receipts. I guess the fancy word is tabulator tapes. And I always like to say you can't get out of Walmart these days without showing your receipt, but for some reason you can count 20,000 votes without a receipt. The last part of this complaint perhaps is the most concerning because we've uncovered some recent information that makes it so. In addition to proving that 3,930 ballots were scanned and counted. I want to say that again, and counted. And I sure hope that Ms. Charlene McGowan is listening. Ms. McGowan, on May 7th, you and your team got up before the board and said, yeah, I think Mr. Rossi's right. These ballots were scanned twice, but we're not sure if they were counted twice. That is a lie. And we know that because the data that shows they're counted twice is on the cast vote records, and that is available to the Secretary of State. Other experts know that those ballots were counted twice. Media sources know. I saw Mr. Nisi from the AJC just walk up here, not to get him in trouble, but he recently reported he thinks they were counted twice also. And that's from the AJC. Sorry, Mark, if I'm going too far, just say, stop, Joe, you're gonna get me in trouble. Okay, so they were counted twice for the second machine count. We know with certainty that this duplication of ballots was not an administrative error. And I'm going to demonstrate to you how we know that shortly. Rather, the duplication process was due to intentional human intervention. And I'm not a lawyer, but when I ran this by a few lawyers, they told me this is the phrase. Intentional human intervention is the predicate for election, I'm going to use the F word, fraud. Okay, you're going to hear me say that several times.
For those of you who can still hear us, I know Rumble had an outage, and it, you know, I just believe they're being DDoS attacked. Aaron, put yourself on.
Yeah.
There was recently a class action lawsuit that involved Rumble.
Yep.
And it was, and of course, they were suing Google. Go, Aaron.
Yeah. So Google basically lost this lawsuit, saying that they're a monopoly because what they were doing is they were suppressing search results of competitors. So if there was a video that was on Rumble and on YouTube, and Rumble was more popular than the one on YouTube, YouTube would be at the top of that search list over Rumble. And then they obviously also joined with X to try to sue Garm, and they got destroyed. So I think they're just being attacked right now.
There you go. We're going to cover the GARM stuff if I have time to get to it. So hang with us. Switch over to Twitter. Switch over to Black Robe. Even switch over to the enemy if you have to. We're live on Facebook and YouTube. Switch over. Send it. If you know anybody who just lost Rumble, send them a message. We are live on all those channels. We're still actually live on Comcast, Christian Television Network, right now, locally in Southwest Florida.
Yep.
It'll be live nationwide on DirecTV on Friday. But anyway, so you saw the numbers. Let me go over the numbers on that video real quick, just in case everybody missed it. And by the way, all of these things were caused by, quote, here is the legalese, intentional human intervention. So intentional human intervention caused 3,930 scanned ballots to be scanned twice. And that has now been proven that it's already 4,000. 4,000 ballots were scanned twice. 20,713 votes were counted with tabulator tape, but had no. They were supposed to be on tabulator tape, but weren't. That's not even the 17,000. So they were supposed to be on tabulator tape, but they weren't. So they weren't actually tabulated. This is all intentional human intervention. 17,000 ballots were counted with no ballot image. So the tabulator type part, I'm not exactly 100% sure how that works, but the bottom line is the 20,713 in relationship with tabulator tape were not tabulated correctly according to how they're supposed to be documented. And Donald Trump lost Georgia by 11,000 votes. How much you want to bet that these 42,000 votes all went for Joe Biden? Shall we guess? We all know that it's true. And there's a total of at least 66,000 fraudulent votes in the state of Georgia, 90% of them going to Joseph Robinette Biden. And if I say, and here's the sad thing. If I was to bring this up to many conservatives, I would be considered a conspiracy theory and not living in the realm of reality. Listen, Donald Trump lost, man. And if you claim these things, you're just going to cause us to lose another election. So what do? Lie about it? Avoid the truth? You think you're going to avoid the truth about fraudulent elections and then win elections? How's that going to work? I mean, I'm telling you, you bring this up to certain conservatives who still want to believe in the integrity of our institutions. Why would you believe in the integrity of our institutions? And these are people, by the way, unvaxxed people, people that woke up during COVID. They know COVID's a lie. So if the CDC, FDA, NIAID, NIH, and the federal government, the FBI, the ATF, are all liars, then why in the world would election officials not be liars? Why is this, talking about this, forbidden? It's absolute, this is all indisputable. There was 4,000 votes counted twice for Joe Biden. 20,000 not tabulated correctly. In other words, not registered correctly. Not accounted for correctly. And 17,000 ballots were counted without a ballot image. How do you vote? How do you count a ballot when it doesn't exist? This is all in one county, by the way. This isn't the state of Georgia. This is Fulton County. Remember that? That is the infamous water main break that turned out to be a urinal leak. Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss all night long shoving the same ballots into the same machines over and over again, then suing Rudy Giuliani for $48 million for making that assertion, saying that they were defamed by him, and then they didn't allow the video showing them doing it in the trial.
Yeah.
You think this is, and if you say that to some conservatives, how dare you question judges in our judicial court system? How would you, if the assertion is that I have been defamed because Aaron said that I put the same machines put the same votes in the same machines over and over again. And I said, he's defaming me by saying that. But Aaron's got a video, a exculpatory video. Then how was that not shown at a trial
right
about that issue?
Yeah.
Gosh, dog, I'm yelling again. All right, here we go. Let's go to the next one. George tweet. We're camping with George tonight. Breaking the Nevada Republican Party and Trump campaign just forced election officials in Las Vegas, that's Clark County. You win Clark County in Nevada, it's over. We win Nevada if we win Clark County. If we go, you know, 52-48, we lose, we win Nevada. Even if we lose by 4 points in Clark County, if it's close in Clark County, we win. Just so you know. So the Nevada Republican Party, which I'm not saying they're responding to me, because there's many people doing this, maybe you're doing this, been calling for to make sure that the RNC is on top of these things. Laura Trump is on top of these things. Kudos to her. Congratulations for getting Ronna Romney McDaniel the heck out of there, because all that she was a Democratic Party operative, collecting money and personally enriching herself and then protecting her own oligarchy. So the Republican Party and the Trump campaign just forced election officials in Clark County, Nevada, to remove 90,000 inactive voters from the voters' rolls. What happens is you have 90,000 voters on there. And that's one county, by the way. That's not the state of Nevada. Trump probably lost the state of Nevada by 50 or 60,000 votes. There's the 90,000 right there. But the problem is when these people are erroneously on voter rolls, then you can mail them what? A mail-in ballot, because you can't go to the polls. Remember how it used to be? You went to the polls, showed your ID, voted, right? Well, now, because of the threat of COVID, all the infrastructure, just like the infrastructure was for CBDC and social credit systems, was put into place by vaccine mandates. Same thing, fraudulent election infrastructure was put in place by the COVID hoax, by the COVID response hoax. COVID exists, but the response was a complete hoax. There's complete hoax in making people believe or everyone. It isn't even that people believed it. It's that they didn't want to suffer the consequences of saying they didn't believe it. 99.9% survivable virus being propagated as a 99.9% unsurvivable virus. So that put the infrastructure in place for fraudulent elections, which ushered in Joseph Robinette Biden. And yes, I'm changing it from Robinette to Robinette Biden. So they removed 90,000 inactive voters because of the COVID infrastructure that's put in, those 90,000 voters that aren't on the voters' rolls get what? Ballots mailed to them that Democrats pick up and fill in for them. There are people, there's hundreds of thousands of people around the United States of America who have no idea that they voted in other elections. They're living in Utah and they voted in Florida. They're living in Florida and they voted in Delaware because of this. They haven't lived in those states for 17 years and they voted every year for 17 years. We're seeing that's what Act Blue is doing. Act Blue is taking giant donor donations and spreading them out into $15, $20 donations all around the United States of America to money launder the money coming in as illegal donations. It's being exposed. The FEC does nothing. The FEC doesn't wonder how the same woman has donated to the DNC 74 times in one day. It's right there on their data. It's right there on their computers. There's a spreadsheet right there. How is it that Ramona Clark, I'm just making it up, Ramona Clark donates to the Democratic Party 5,000 times in one year? And the FEC just stares at it because the FEC are nothing but hand puppets for the Democratic Party. But listen, we're turning this thing around. That's a big deal. We win Nevada, it's over.
Yep.
It's over. We win Arizona, it's over. If we win both Nevada and Arizona, we don't even have to win Pennsylvania. It's over. That's why this is a great job by the RNC. Great job by the Trump campaign. Great work. Let's go to the next one. Kyle Becker tweet. Just in, Virginia Governor Youngkin. We're freaking kicking butt, folks. Don't get depressed. Don't believe these Kamala polls. I've got the real polls for you. I got the real polls. If I have to stay longer tonight, I'll get to the real polls. Sometimes I don't mind staying a little late. All right, just in, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin has issued an executive order to require all votes for the upcoming election to be cast by paper ballot. Big freaking deal. Oh, by the way, let me just throw this in there. We win Virginia? Aaron, answer the question. We win Virginia? No, it's over.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
If we win Virginia, it's over. It's over. We could lose Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. We win Virginia, and we win one of the other two, Arizona, Nevada, it's over. It's over. There's no way to win because Trump's going to barnstorm Ohio, barnstorm Florida. And again, like I told you the other night, Nobody has ever won Ohio and Florida and ever lost an election until Donald J. Trump came along. And the greatest president of all time, Joe Biden, gets 84 or 81 million votes, depending on who you talk to. Somehow defeats him from the basement of his Wilhelmuth Beach mansion. That's behind a wall and behind guns that you're not allowed to have. Executive Order 35 requires the election security procedures to be put into place during Youngkin's term. That is prior to this election. Boom! All paper, all will be adjudicated night of the election. Beautiful. Go to the next one for me. This one here is freaking weird, folks. It is freaking weird. And this is the last thing on election fraud tonight. Then we're going to go to John Deere. And look at how John Deere's doing since they've enacted their DEI program. Laura Powell tweet, update, last night, Kamala Harris personally filed an updated statement of candidacy, a.k.a. Form 2 to designate Tim Walz as a running mate. And we're going to get to Tim Pond in a minute. I like Tim Con. That kind of works, too, because he's a con artist. Since she used Biden's personal candidate number, you're not allowed to do that. How do you just take somebody's? How is it that you just take somebody's candidate ID number? When you run for federal office, you get one campaign ID number for life. So if I go and run for Senator Tom Lipley for Florida State Senate, I get that number for life. It gets assigned to me wherever I run. I run for vice president, I get it. That's how it works.
Yep.
But somehow she's using Biden's personal candidate ID number. Why would she do that? To get the $100 million that Biden has in the account. You know what that's called? Can we all figure this out? Election fraud. Instead of her own number, which is right there, 9423, the FEC records are convoluted. What a shock. The FEC, again, who can't look at a data sheet and see that Ramona Green donated 17,000 times in 1 year to the DNC via ActBlue. Which I'm not exaggerating any of that, by the way. I'm making up the names, but I'm not exaggerating the numbers. We've already gone through the ActBlue videos. The FEC's records are convoluted. Her newly filed Form 2 shows up on Biden's personal FEC page. This is like Comirnaty and the Pfizer vax. They're both the same thing, but they're totally different. It's the same sort of like FEC records. It's all convoluted. Shows up on Biden's personal FEC page. But if you look at the 2024 election cycle, Biden is erased and replaced with Harris. So Biden, who has run under that P8 40722, I'll just use the last three numbers, who's run under 722 his entire life, that number is now Kamala's. How does that work? This has never happened before. But if you look at the 2024 election cycle, Biden is erased and replaced with Harris as if he was never running for president. Go to the next one for me, Will. No. It's my fault, Will. Totally my fault. I got the rest. Take that down. I got the rest written right here. I thought I had a couple slides. I don't. All my fault. I'm the one who always screws up this show. This is the rest of the article. Looking at Biden's campaign committee, FEC, Laura Powell, article from Laura Powell. Looking at Biden's campaign committee's FEC record, it's now associated with both Biden's and Harris's. So somehow Biden's personal FEC number is now for two people? For president for the period of 2020 to 2022. But that makes no sense. So listen. So Biden's campaign number, I know this is really wonky. I hope this doesn't bore you, but I want to show you the corruption of the FEC. And the Harris campaign. Because, oh, by the way, this invalidates her entire candidacy. It does. It makes her ineligible to run. What is her number now? What is her personal candidate ID number? Looking at Biden campaign committee's FEC record, it's now associated with both Biden and Harris's candidacies for president in 2020 and 2024. 2020 and 2022. Kamala Harris was running for president in 2020. That she was part of the primary against Joe Biden. Remember when she called him a racist?
Yep.
Now the FEC's records show that they were one campaign then. Does that make sense here?
How does that make? Yeah. I mean, yeah, you
they're
make
now
sense.
One, they were one. Joe Biden has been erased from history.
Yeah.
And now they have merged as one. And now she has assumed his number even back to 2020 and 2022.
How?
But that, from Laura Powell, but that makes no sense because Harris's presidential run in 2020 was never linked to Biden's. You know why it wasn't linked to Biden's? Because it's impossible to be linked to Biden's.
Yeah.
And she ceased her campaign for president. Remember, she bowed out before Iowa because she's hated by everyone.
Yeah.
In 2020, and did not run again until 2024. Now, which is now. Now Harris's personal FEC number is Joe Biden's. 9423 is now Joe Biden's, which is supposed to follow her for all presidential campaigns for life, is somehow linked to Biden's presidential campaign of 2020. She's running as Joe Biden's candidate ID number. Only her vice presidential candidate campaign was linked to Biden's, but that is separate because you still use your campaign number. So what it should have been when she was running with Joe Biden was 70722, which is Biden's number, and her number, 943. They should have been together. Now what happens now is she should have her, she should be 9423 linked in with Tim Pond and his personal candidate ID number. But somehow they're all under Joe Biden's number.
So she's elected, she's still the first woman president?
No, she'll actually be elected as Joe Biden.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she'll be Kamala Biden. Now Harris's personal, I see Aaron. Now Harris's personal FEC candidate ID number 943, which is supposed to follow her for all her presidential campaigns for life, is somehow linked to Biden's personal campaign in 2020. Only her vice presidential campaign was ever linked to Biden's, but that is separate from any president, any other presidential campaign. The current 23-24 FEC record for Biden for president, aka Harris for president, ID number C0703975, is linked to two presidential candidates. Both are named Kamala. So they've come up with a whole new number for two presidential candidates named Kamala Harris. One of these candidates is associated with Harris's candidate ID number, and the other, Kamala Harris, is associated with Biden's candidate ID number. So she is Kamala Biden or Joe Harris. Aaron, what'd you have?
Well, I was just trying to understand. Like,
there's no understanding.
Yeah, well, it's like, it's
I'm
almost
following
like,
your advice. There's no understanding.
I know. It's almost like me stealing your Social Security number, and I am now Tom Lipley, and the Tom Lipley that we all know and love never existed.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
Joe's
okay.
Gone.
Got it.
Right. She has assumed his number.
Wow.
That has never been done in history.
Shocking.
One of these, the statement of candidacy that Kamala Harris filed on July 29th using Biden's personal ID number now shows up under Harris's ID number. But last night's filing for the same candidate, number 0722, shows up for the other Kamala Harris, who is running for president. Based on what happened previously, I suspect that the FEC will shift these records in the future to make it seem like there aren't so many discrepancies between the names and the ID numbers. Confused? Asked Laura Powell. That's because these filings from Harris are irregular. If Kamala Harris had used her own candidate ID number like every other candidate in modern history, this wouldn't have been so complicated. So once what we are seeing again are things we have never seen before, ever. But then it would have been difficult to make the case that she's entitled to Biden's war chest. That's what's behind all of this. All right, off of election fraud, let's go to John Deere. Just a quick update. I haven't covered John Deere. I actually said something wrong about John Deere. I actually said that they had turned from their DEI ways. I was wrong.
Yeah.
They hadn't. I thought they did. I was wrong. They made a statement, but they weren't like Tractor Supply. They didn't. The Tractor Supply dumped all their DEI stuff, took down all their trans crap, dumped the entire program. Not Johnny Deere and not Harley Davidson, which is worse than John Deere. I've got a whole expose on this from Robbie Starbuck. Full credit to him. I didn't do any work. I just usurped his own work. Usurped his work, but full credit to him. Same thing here. These people are being exposed. I mean, these are John Deere is in every country song. Harley Davidson, you're talking about Sturgis. You go to Sturgis. You know what Sturgis 2024 will be? It should be this month. Yeah, it may be going on right now. But Sturgis is a Trump rally. I mean, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of people go to Sturgis. I've been there one time. It's Trump rally. Every corner, you can buy Trump stuff. I was there in 2017, which wasn't even election year. I could buy Trump stuff everywhere.
Yeah, it's going on right now.
It's going on right now.
The 2nd to the 11th.
That's right, because I went there right after I retired from the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office. And I went there on a family. We all just drove. I'm not a biker or anything. I just went to go see what it was like.
Yeah.
It's right near Mount Rushmore. So, but it's the Trump rally. It's every single person there is conservative. Everybody. You're like, Tom, you're being hyperbolic. I'm telling you, I was there, and everybody's conservative. Every corner had a Trump shop on it. And if it wasn't Trump shot, it was American flag patriot stuff everywhere. And by the way, some of the best food you could possibly ever eat. Believe me, I know. So here it is. Robbie Starbuck. John Deere is now at a one-year low in stock. Congratulations, John Deere. Come on, guys. Clap with me. Good job, John Deere. Once again, let's go woke and go.
Broke.
Broke. Boom. And John Deere is now at a one-year low in stock price after choosing to keep their DEI department. Because you know what? People who buy John Deere don't like diversity, equity, and inclusion. Because it's communist lies. The only company to thrive after my reporting is Tractor Supply, who did a full rejection of woke policies and DEI. I just received a video from inside John Deere that isn't going to help. I've got that video. I'm not going to have time to show it tonight, but it is a true exposure of John Deere. John Deere way down in stock price. All right, just doing miscellaneous stories now. Go to the next one for me, Will. Nick Sorter video. Breaking newly revealed audio captured by Butler PA officer's body cam. Now, there was a lot of new footage put out today. Police footage from body cams that was put out today. I could have shown it for half an hour, but it doesn't reveal anything new. It really doesn't reveal anything new except for this audio. So I didn't want to just go over the shooting again. Everybody knows where Thomas Matthew Crooks was. They know about the response. Nobody knows the true timeline yet because we're being lied to every day by the FBI and the Secret Service. But, and we're probably never going to know, to be honest with you, unless Mike Davis runs the DOJ. But this was the most poignant thing. This is what really matters the most. This is just a recording. It's all already bleeped out. Newly revealed audio, again, Nick's order video, captured by Butler PA officer's body cam shows the Secret Service was repeatedly warned days in advance. Everybody hear the word days with an S in it. They needed to cover the roof that Thomas Matthew Crooks was on. Play for me, Will.
I f***ing told them they need to post the guys f***ing over here. I told them that the Secret Service. I told them that f***ing Tuesday. I told him to post f***ing guys over here.
One.
So that was a Butler cop saying that he had told the Secret Service for days. 4 days, you need to put somebody on the roof. And by the way, there absolutely should have been somebody on the roof. But you know how you keep people from getting on the roof? Stand on the ground and don't let them get on the roof.
Pretty common sense.
I mean, if it is the high point, talk to any military strategist like Eli Crane, you know, Corey Mills, Defense Department snipers, a SEAL sniper. You know how you know what you do is you go pick the most dangerous high point, and that's where you put your team for one thing. But you know what else you can do if you have determined that is the most dangerous post? Just don't let anybody in the building. Why wasn't that done? Plenty of cops. You could have easily done that. But again, nobody did it. And they were warned. They were warned by the local cops as if it was all on purpose. It was all on purpose. It just, how do you end up with the Pac-Man shaped perimeter? How do you end up with that? How do you have a 200 yard perimeter with a 60 foot inversion? I mean, a 60 yard indentation.
Yeah.
How do you end up with that? That encompasses, and not only was it a 60 yard indentation in your, so it's supposed to be this perfect circle, but instead it's a Pac-Man's mouth right in the middle of your perfect circle in this indentation. And that indentation happens to encompass the most dangerous tactical building on the property. That's so coincidental. It's almost like it was all on purpose, right? I'm going to try not to lapse into the shooting because everybody knows. We all know right now we're not going to know a freaking thing. We're not going to know anything. And I hope that the Secret Service isn't doing what they usually do, which is having a data migration and deleting all of their texts, emails, and transmissions. But we'll find out. We'll find out when we run the DOJ in about 88 days to the election. So about, I don't know, another 30 on top of that, maybe, you know, 113 days, something like that, will be somewhere near the White House. But anyway, now here's the startling one, and people a lot of times hop off whenever I talk about this, but the last time I did it, it actually increased the people that were watching. This came out today, Alex Jones' video This evil must be stopped and the perpetrators must be brought to justice. Hidden camera footage of Planned Parenthood and abortion doctors buying and selling human body parts. Play for me, Will.
It will actually I'm 6 months or a year ago, you told me about the proposition. And so now every time I do a meet and Danny, I'm like, oh, there's some love.
Yeah, you already know.
Other days it's like more intact, where it's like maybe only like an arm.
I would imagine between,
I'm like, yeah, I have like a leg for you. I'm like, oh, if other people were to hear me, they'd be like, you're evil.
This is what you call, those people are what's called in the Bible vessels of wrath.
Yeah.
And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of the things which were written in those books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. That's the way that it is. That's what's going to happen. These people will not escape Revelation 20, 11 through 15. They will not escape the great white throne judgment. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, and whosoever name was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. These people, they think that they're so separate from the people that they are murdering in the womb. They're so, as if they are distinguishable from the people that they're murdering. You're not distinguishable. You're not above them. Romans 2:11, for there is no respect of persons with God. Yeah, how are they above the person that they're murdering? Listen to some of the things they said. 17-week-old children that we've kept in the freezer. These are people. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, Jeremiah 1:5. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. In your book, they all were written, the days fashioned for me when as yet there were none of them. Psalm 139. 16. I knew you before I formed you in the womb, says Yahweh. So you were talking to God before you were ever born. How's that work, Tom? I don't know. Isaiah 55:8-9, his thoughts and his ways are above mine. But these people are murdering other people and trading their body parts on the market, then calling people like you and me, the 939 people, 940, 1, 2, and 3, 942 people, if you include the three of us in this room, in this podcast, they call us Nazis. And they are trading in 17-week-old kids they're keeping in the freezer. They love the intact ones. 24 weeks, and if I'm not mistaken, that's a six-month-old child. 24, they love when they can get a 24-week-old child. I wonder if that's the ones that the Planned Parenthood employees testified to under oath, that they were extracting their body parts while the kid still had an active heart, while their heart was still beating. That's a fact, by the way. You can pull that up. They love it. Listen, did you see the one, the Asian girl, just rejoicing? When sometimes I get footprints and handprints. These are human freaking beings. What makes her different than that handprint or that footprint? Am I making sense, Aaron?
Yeah.
What makes her different?
Yeah.
How are you not scared?
Yeah.
That you can butcher them, that somebody's not going to butcher you. And believe me, you will stand before God. You will. That is the way that it is. The sea gives up the dead which are in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And whosoever was not found written in the Lamb's book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books. These people will be judged. You know why? Because just as man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment, Hebrews 9:27. Dealing in livers, thymuses. Did you hear her? She says that she got all excited. Whenever I'm so excited, she actually said it. I get so excited when I do a DNC and I see some livers and I see some kidneys. That's Ann Shutane. Shutane is her name. Dealing in human body parts. And then calling you and I Nazis. Can you imagine that? I mean, you just have to think of, what is the audacity of the people? It has galactic Olympic reaches. All right, I could talk about it all night. I'm not going to do that to you. Let's go to the next one, Will. Paul Sperry tweet, developing D.C. court to hear $30 million Ashley Babbitt wrongful death lawsuit starting on August 6th. It's past that. What is it, 8th?
The 8th, yeah.
According to Judicial Watch, which filed the complaint versus U.S. government, arguing Babbitt was ambushed, murdered by USCP Lieutenant Michael Byrd, who has a history of negligence and misconduct. She was murdered. Again, law enforcement right here. Yeah. Why would you shoot her?
Yeah.
You know what Michael Byrd said? You know why? This is why I'm going to try not to digress into this. I'm already 12 minutes into overtime. Giving everybody a little extra tonight because we went down. I mean, I want a little extra, but I'm going to give you a little extra. Okay, I can flat out tell you that the use of force training at the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office does not tell you to shoot people when you don't know what's in their hands.
Right.
That's why he shot her. Okay, remember now, this was a woman who weighed 115 pounds, who was barely 5 feet tall, 5 foot two, 5 foot three tall, little tiny human being, Army veteran. If I'm missing the correct service, I apologize, but I believe it's an Army veteran. May have been Air Force veteran. I don't remember, but she's a service veteran. She was crawling through a window. We don't know why. Now, as a law enforcement officer, you know what you don't do? Shoot people crawling through windows when you don't know why they're crawling through the window. You don't shoot them through the neck. And by the way, just so everybody knows tactically what was going on there, we've been breaking down the tactics of Butler of 713 for the last month. But the tactics there were this. She had Capitol Police behind her in SWAT uniforms. John L. Sullivan shot the video. He's one of the Antifa people, just in Trump gear. He shot the video. She has Capitol Police standing 5 feet behind her. Why would... And so there's Capitol Police there, and then there's Michael Byrd on the other side of the barricaded door. Now, is it possible that she was simply trying to crawl through to escape being smashed? But anyway, why would you ever shoot a woman when you have cops 5 feet behind her? If they wanted to shoot her, they could have. They could have tackled her. They were giant men in black stormtrooper gear.
Yeah.
Why would you shoot her? Imagine this. We all need to learn to think logically. I know I'm preaching to the choir right now. Everybody watching now, 9:39. We all do think logically, but I'm talking about the world in general needs to think logically. She walked past them. Michael Byrd can see the SWAT team.
Yeah.
Sees the SWAT team. They're right behind her. All they need to do was grab her by the back of her shirt and pull her down. They would have done that. So what would justify you shooting her through the neck and then not rendering her aid? Because her wound was also survivable. And she bled out because nobody rendered her aid in a timely fashion. I hope Michael Byrd burns for this judiciously, not violently. I hope he burns. I hope he spends the rest of his life in federal freaking prison for what he's done. Let's go to the next one. Just want to show you some of the motivations behind the Muslim faith. BRICS News tweet. Just in, Iraq's parliament introduced it. To reduce the legal age of marriage for girls, it's already at 15. So you can be a 58-year-old man and marry a 15-year-old in Iraq. Though they're lowering that, they're trying to lower that to 9. So if you're wondering about why there's so much conflict in the UK, well, because the people that are attacking UK citizens, whites, blacks, Sikhs, UK citizens of any color are being attacked by Muslims with knives. And the UK government is only arresting the people being attacked, not the attackers, because it's politically expedient to arrest the attackers instead of the attack, to arrest the perpetrators instead of the victims. To arrest the victims instead of the perpetrators, that's politically expedient for all of the Tories that call themselves conservative inside the UK. Well, you know, because there's some pretty divergent viewpoints, because most UK citizens would not consider marrying a 9-year-old, but these guys will. And those, what's in every single mass Muslim migration country, whether it's Sweden, whether it's the UK, rapes of underage girls and rapes in general are through the roof. But I don't want to digress into that too far. All right, let's do a couple things here before we go. I'm going to do a couple extra minutes. I've really been good about getting down somewhere before 10:15, but it's 10:16 now. So let's do a little bit of Tim Walz stuff because I can't let this stuff go because it's time sensitive. If we don't do it tonight, it's going to be old. And a lot of you have already seen this stuff anyway, but it's just a good expose. So InfoWars fan video. So Alex Jones, stolen valor scandal, expect Tim Walz to drop out. This is Alex Jones. Well, no, it's InfoWars fan saying this, not Alex Jones. drop out after being caught in massive stolen valor scandal. Although Alex Jones said he doesn't see how he can survive this. But here, this is a nice little timeline of what Tim Walz has done. And we'll, in expedient fashion, we're going to go through this quickly. But let's just, on the latest on Tim Walz. But here's a good timeline put forth by Alex Jones. Play for me, Will.
But it's all coming out. They can't stop this. So we got three new clips. But let's play the first clip yesterday, him talking to a crowd about how he's a combat veteran. And the whole record he says is a lie. They've pulled up his military record. And then we'll go to the new clips and his military record. Here it is.
Pope woke up like many of you did 5 weeks ago and said, Dad, you're the only person I know who's in elected office. You need to stop what's happening with this. I'll take my kick in the butt for the NRA. I spent 25 years in the Army and I hunt. And I gave the money back. And I'll tell you what I have been doing. I've been voting for common sense legislation that protects the Second Amendment. But we can do background checks. We can do CDC research. We can make sure we don't have reciprocal carry among states. And we can make sure that those weapons of war that I carried in war is the only place where those weapons are at.
Draft. What's your background and how did somebody from Nebraska end up in Minnesota?
Yeah, well, my wife's from Minnesota, so she took me there. Actually, it was based on the educational system in Minnesota was one that we kind of aspired to teach in. So I ended up in southern Minnesota. My wife's been there for many generations. So.
And your military background?
I spent 24 years in the National Guard, some of that full time. I was an artilleryman. I deployed in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. My battalion provided base security throughout the European theater from Turkey to England in the early stages of the war in Afghanistan. And that same battalion is now in Iraq at this time.
Next call, Lawton, Oklahoma, for Congressman Tim Walz. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Governor, the fans accuse you of stolen valor. Your response? Governor!
A fraud, she's a fraud, and there he runs off from people asking questions about a stolen valor.
Governor, fans accuse you of stolen valor. Your response.
Now, the video of him being confronted by a veteran.
All right, so we saw that. Now, the one part that we haven't covered yet, we covered everything but the middle video, which is where Tim Pond says that he deployed in support of Operation Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan. Now, where was he deployed? That's the question. He was deployed in Italy. So, in support of Afghan troops, while he sat his fat butt, which, by the way, he is very good at putting on weight.
Yeah.
He's excellent at putting on weight. But anyway, so he deployed in support of Operation Enduring Freedom, but he sat his fat butt in Italy. And that's where he says that he carried weapons of war in warfare, that he carried weapons in warfare. Now, what war was going on in Italy at that time? None. And here's the other thing, too, and this is from another military. It was one of the people. There's a guy that's talking a lot about this right now, a person that was part of Tim Walz's company. And you can find him all over the place. I didn't want to, his videos are really long, so I didn't want to show him, but he's great though. You can pull him up everywhere. I've watched him already. But he's talking about that. He goes, it's very likely that he never actually carried a weapon anytime in Italy, because why would you? I mean, it's not like you're a cop where you're 24/7, you have your weapon on you. You correct me if I'm wrong, Will. That's the Marines. This is not the Marines. It's the Army. But correct me if I'm wrong. You sign out weapons.
Correct.
Right? I mean, if you're not in an active combat zone, and maybe even if you are in an active combat zone, you sign out your weapons like a M16.
Correct. In his rank, he probably wouldn't even carry a rifle. He probably would have only had a pistol if he had one.
So the weapons of his warfare that he wants, the weapons that he carried in warfare probably was only a pistol. And here's the thing. He would have had to sign that out. And why would he have that in Italy where he's just sitting around obviously eating pizza?
Right.
Everything he says is a lie. And he tacitly tries to connect himself to combat troops by saying he was deployed in support of Operation Enduring Freedom, which was going on in Afghanistan, and then said, but now my company, brigade or whatever it was, is now deployed in Iraq. He wasn't deployed in Iraq. His company was deployed in Iraq, but ties himself to it, which is what is called, everybody knows it, stolen valor. So if you are a cuck boy like he is, too scared to go off into battle, too scared to stick with your comrades and leave the force the day, not the week, not the month, not the year, the day that he found out that they were being deployed to Iraq, he was fine with being deployed to Italy. He went to Italy in support of Operation Enduring Freedom, which, by the way, it had no connection to Operation Enduring Freedom. Nothing. Nothing. How are you supporting troops in Iraq from Italy? Has he ever looked at a map? Has Tim Pond ever looked at a map? So just bold-faced lies. All right, shipwrecked crew tweet. So, of course, this is now being scrubbed. Politico reports, this Politico, that bastion of right-wing conservatism, reports that the Harris campaign has deleted the reference to Waltz being called retired command sergeant major from his campaign website. Why? Because not only did he lie about carrying weapons in war, which he was never in a war, nor did he ever carry a weapon in war, nor did he probably ever carry a weapon in any situation. There would be no need. He was never in war.
Yeah.
It's not like a cop where you just carry your weapon 24/7. No, you go there and you have to sign out weapons. He was not a command sergeant major. That is a 2-year program that he quit. You have to go through this is all fact. This is all indisputable fact. Yeah. I know it for a fact from a military official.
Yeah.
That I want. This is the interview on Laura Ingraham. Watch, it's about 6 minutes long. Laura Ingraham with his fellow soldier.
Yeah.
And I believe another non-commissioned officer. He wasn't a command sergeant major, which he has told people that he was, which he just said on that interview. And I've got another interview. Maybe it wasn't on that interview, but it's on another one. He was not a command sergeant major. He was a master sergeant. That's it. That's why he retired as a master sergeant. So he's been telling people for years and running for office for years, calling himself a command sergeant major. So now they have removed that from their website. How does he survive this campaign? Let's go to the next one, RNC research video. Tim Walz introduced himself at a 2006 veterans event as a retired command sergeant major. Play for me.
I'm Tim Walz, and I'm running for Congress in Minnesota's 1st Congressional District. I'm a retired command sergeant major. I spent 24 years in the Army National Guard. I spent the better part of 2 decades as a public school teacher. I'm a small business owner, I'm a father, and I'm a husband. I intend to come here to Washington to provide authentic leadership.
How many of those statements are true? Because he was never a retired command sergeant major. Ever. He was a retired master sergeant. Go, Aaron.
He's like Joe Biden, you know? Joe Biden was a truck driver and...
Truck driver.
What was Joe Biden? I can't remember them all.
There's so many. There was truck driver, raised as a Jew, raised as a black man.
Yes, black church.
Raised in the Greek church.
Oh, yeah.
He's raised in the black church, Greek church, Jewish church.
Yep.
Fought corn pop and had graduated with 3 degrees, graduated number one in his class, graduated... 76 out of 82, I believe it was, and with 1 degree, and did not have 3 scholarships or 1 scholarship. No, he had 1/2 of 1 scholarship. So here's my thing. Look at this one. Put that up for me. Stolen Valor Act of 2013. A revised version of the statute, the Stolen Valor Act of 2013, specifically amends the federal criminal. And my thing is, let's get busy. New rules, baby. This is what you wanted, Democrats. You wanted lawfare. You wanted to use the court system to persecute via prosecution your political opponents or remove your political opponents via prosecution from the campaign trail, right? Let's get busy. Whoever it may be, whether it's a state AG or anybody else, let's get busy because Tampon Tim, has violated a criminal code to make it a crime for someone to claim they have served in the military, embellish their rank. was not a command sergeant major. He committed a crime by saying that. He was a retired master sergeant. There's a big deal, big difference between master sergeant and command sergeant major. Embellish their rank or fraudulently claim having received a valor award specific in the act with the intention of obtaining money, property, or other tangible benefits like a political office by convincing another that he or she received the award under this act. Fraudulent claims about military service can be subject to a fine, imprisonment. Let's get busy. New rules for not more than 1 year or both for an individual who, with intent to obtain money, property, or other tangible benefits, fraudulently holds himself or herself to a recipient of. Let's get busy. It's criminal. Now that covers all that with Tim Pond. Now let's look at Tim Pond a little bit more. Christy Noem video, this ad by Tim Walz's tourism department. This is the tourism department for the state of Minnesota. Tim Pond okayed this ad. This guy wants to be president of the United States, and he is fervently in favor of this ad. Christy Noem video. This ad by Tim Walz's tourism department is the most radical woke ad I've ever seen. Agreed. Aaron, did you blur out the parts we needed to blur out?
Yep.
Okay. Play for me, Will. Aaron, there you go.
That was their official Explore Minnesota Instagram page.
There you go. You can find it right now on Explore Minnesota Instagram page. That's the man running for Vice President of the United States. There you go. All right, 29 minutes overtime. That's good. Stick around for the post game because there is an awesome music video. It's all spoof. It's funny. It's not bad. So stick around for the post game. It's very short. Post game's maybe 5 minutes long. Stick around for it. I'll be in the chat during the post game. Rumble Rants tonight. Nude Monk, $20. Fedora the Explorer, $20. Hoyt is new. J719, thank you, $20. Tammy Margaret, you give every time. Nude Monk, you give every time. Love you. Patty K44, $10. Dragon McGroin from the freaking McGroin Nation. Love the McGroin Nation, $10. Sue Shine, $50. $5. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast. Really do appreciate each and every one of you. Without you, it's all meaningless. So thank you for being here. Stick around for the post game. I'll be in the chat saying whatever. Who knows what? Aaron, you got something?
Special guest, too. Remind him.
Oh, yeah. Special guest tomorrow night is Robert W. Malone. Awesome. I'll still be doing my rants, too. So don't skip it if you only want the rants parts. But you got to be there for Robert W. Malone. It's a great interview from a great person. Love you guys. I'll see you tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. God bless you. That if you did what God wanted you to do every day, for years, you would never see your prayers go unanswered. And I mean specifically. I don't mean, well, yeah, they were answered, but it really wasn't what I wanted, so I'm getting the deep meaning out of it. No! I'm talking about specifically what you want. If you did what you're supposed to do every day for years, they would get all of your prayer requests and all the answers would get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger just sitting under the Word of God. There's nobody. I tried that. You didn't try it but for a week. You didn't try it but for a month. You didn't try it but for a year. You go to anybody who's done it year after year after year. They, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, never stumble. Never.
you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to TomLipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.